Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research has shown that alcohol use and marijuana use during adolescence causes unique changes in the brain's structure and function. To talk about alcohol and marijuana and adolescent brain development is Dr. Lindsay Squiglia. She's a clinical neuropsychologist and associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Squiglia, can you give us a brief summary of the science related to teen brain development and the impact that alcohol and marijuana use has on that developing brain?
A lot of research has come out over the past decade, and we've seen that alcohol, marijuana, and other drug use affects the way that the brain develops. So the actual amount of gray and white matter in the brain. It also affects kids' cognition, so their ability to do well on things like working memory tests, attention tests, tests that require them to do an activity really quickly, so we call it processing speed.
Are teens also more likely to develop substance use disorder if they use alcohol and marijuana during that adolescent development phase?
They are. So kids who start using alcohol before age 15 are 4 times more likely to have an alcohol use disorder by the time that they're an adult than if kids wait until age 18 to 21. So every year that a kid does not use alcohol or other substances, it decreases the likelihood of them having problematic use later by 14% each year.
Do you find that teens know this information about adolescent brain development and alcohol and marijuana use?
We're trying to get the message out. We have a program at MUSC called the Just Say No KNOW program. And so this program is all about the science. So we teach kids how their brain is developing. We teach them how the addictive process happens and how substance use affects the way that the brain actually grows and learns.
Is there information or research to suggest that that kind of education can make a big impact with teenagers?
Yeah, so we collected pilot data recently on almost 2,000 kids in middle and high schools around the Lowcountry who were given this presentation. And over 90% of the kids said that the presentation was interesting, worth their time, and they enjoyed it. And over 80% of the kids said that it would affect the way that they approach substance use in the future. So we were really encouraged by those findings.
How can parents become good educators or good resources in the same way when it comes to substance use?
I always talk to parents about having really open dialogue with their kids and starting conversations really early on. So making it developmentally appropriate. So when they're younger kids, you can talk about how you want to have a healthy brain and doing all the things that you need to do to make sure that your brain stays healthy. So eating right, sleeping, doing your homework. As time goes on and kids start getting more into later elementary school, middle school, and high school, you can start changing those conversations into more about substance use and how that affects the developing brain and just giving kids information. Kids love information. That's what we've learned from the program that we have.
Dr. Squiglia, thanks for providing information about alcohol and marijuana and teen brain development.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.